You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
It's time for the property feature. Oh, the show has gone by quite quickly. It's time for today's property feature. And in today's feature, we are looking at what you need to know if you are buying a property from a deceased estate. We've got Andrea Tucker, a property finance specialist over at E4 for more on this. Andrea, thanks so much for your time. So first of all, how does one go about finding a property that is a deceased estate or that is being sold by an executor?
So these are not as easy to come by as you would normally find a property on one of the property portals. So if you are interested in finding a property like this, then you should probably make contact with a couple of law firms that deal with the process of wrapping up an estate late. And they will have a list of those available. They'll be able to tell you where they are. They will give you all of the information you need. And there are quite a few important questions that you should be asking these conveyancing attorneys up front in the process, just to make sure that it is a legitimate property owned by someone who has passed away and that they have been appointed as the lawyers and the attorneys that are able then to wrap up the estate through the sale of that property.
All right. I think you gave us an indication of some of those questions. So just the fact that, for instance, that they have been appointed to be the person who proceeds and wraps up this process. But what are the other critical questions that those who are looking to buy a deceased estate, what are the critical questions that they should also be asking?
So a lot of people think that you're guaranteed to get a good deal if you purchase a property that belongs to an estate late, but it's not necessarily the case. You are certainly going to have to be aware upfront that it's going to take longer to purchase that property, and I'll explain why in a couple of minutes. So understanding who is still a part of this estate, in other words, the heirs of the estate, they are going to want as much as they possibly can get out of an estate late sale, because they're obviously going to be sharing in the proceeds of this estate. And that's why you don't necessarily get a good deal. But if a property has been on the market for a while, they haven't managed to get any decent offers that they've accepted, then you are likely to get a better deal on that property the longer it's been on the market for. But it is also worth asking how long ago the person passed away. And you need to be aware that the property might not have been maintained as well as a property that had someone living in it. And you should factor that into the price that you offer for that property, because you might be required to do more maintenance if the property has been vacant for a while.
Okay, so you say in that case, put the amount that you would be spending to maintain and repair any of the defects in the property in the asking price. And I suppose what would the process allow for you to get an inspector who would be able to help you find this information about the property?
And it is also a part of the process that property practitioners and of course a law firm is going to appoint a property practitioner to assist them in the sale. And that property practitioner, through the normal course of business, is going to get a whole lot of compliance certificates for you as a part of the sale. So those are going to happen, as I said, in normal course of business. But we do recommend that someone takes a building inspector with them if they are at all concerned that this particular property has been vacant for a long time. And you can get an expert's opinion on the structure itself, and they are going to recommend any work that needs to be done, possibly to a roof or to foundations, just because the property has might not have been as well maintained as it should have been.
I see that some of the other hiccups that could be involved in the process of buying such a property is the fact that not all the beneficiaries could be on board in terms of agreeing that it gets sold. And I just want to understand, in the event that this does happen to be the case for you, that maybe the one or two or three of the siblings are against this, whereas the others are, what can you do or what should you do in this instance?
So this process is going to be managed by the attorney, and there isn't much influence a home buyer is going to be able to have over that process. I think we just caution people so that they're aware that the sale has to be approved by all of the heirs, as well as by the Master of the High Court. Once it gets further along the journey, there is that additional check in the process to make sure that you, as the prospective buyer, aren't duly benefiting from the sale of this property by being a family member, for example. And that's why I mentioned earlier that this process to purchase a property from an estate late can and generally does take a little bit longer, because you need to get that additional approval to make sure that it is all above board.
And in the event that it is marked with delays that are not to your liking and you just want to get in, I see that there is an option whereby you can sort of discuss to see whether you can negotiate an occupation date or pay some rent while all the T's and C's are being wrapped up by the courts and other legal stakeholders in the process. In the event that you do go that route, what again should you be aware of?
So that is a negotiation that you need to do up front when you are making your offer to purchase. And it is generally included in the standard offer to purchase documentation that your estate agent or property practitioner will provide you with. That needs to be signed by themselves. It'll need to be signed by the attorney firm as well as by yourself. And in that document, it's going to state what your occupational rent is going to cost you on a monthly basis. And you just need to make sure that you're happy to pay that amount. It is, like everything in life, negotiable. But the point at which you negotiate that is when you're signing the offer to purchase. Thereafter, you've now got an official contract between yourself, the estate agent, a property practitioner, and the attorney firm. And you're bound by what is in that document. So anything can be negotiated upfront before you sign.
Andrea, how popular is interest right now in such properties, in your view?
So I am a recent purchaser myself of one, actually.
All right.
I am now aware of these pitfalls that I've mentioned, just because, as I said, on a very personal level, I have experienced all of them. And I was lucky enough to get quite a good deal. But the market itself is flat. South Africans aren't buying property like we were 3.5, 4 years ago when interest rates went down as steeply as they did. So the market is flat itself now and has been for the last year or so. And that just means that properties aren't selling. And these kinds of properties, you kind of lump them in the same bucket and just say South Africans aren't purchasing property at the moment. The economy is flat and we hope to see it pick up. But if someone is interested in getting a good deal, it is worth talking to conveyancing attorneys or estate late attorneys just to get a sense of how often these properties come across their desk. And that you can then provide them with kind of a list of criteria as to what you're looking for, certain suburbs that you would be keen to move and buy into, what kind of features you're looking for in a house. And they can then make contact with you as and when one of those properties becomes available.
All right. Andrea, thanks so much for joining us. Not a topic that we always touch on, and especially not one we touch on with someone who has experience in the actual process. So thanks so much for sharing your lessons of buying a property from a deceased estate with us on our property feature. She is the property finance specialist over at E4.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.